another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns. Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, Gail Gordon, Hans Conried, Elliot Lewis, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Today, more Americans buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Yes, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Well, as we join the Burnses today, George and Gracie are discussing the party they attended last night. It seems that Joe Bagley was the life of the party, and George is a little unhappy about it.
You know, I'm still laughing at that Joe Bagley. He certainly was the center of attraction.
Yeah, the big ham.
You know, I thought I'd die when he put on that woman's hat and made like Sophie Tucker. Wasn't he a scream, George?
No.
He certainly got a lot of laughs.
Any man can get laughs if he puts on a woman's hat.
You didn't.
Well, he'd already taken the edge off the gag.
Oh, and the way that Joe Bagley dances. Did you watch his hips when he did the rumba?
No.
Well, of course, he couldn't compare with you. When you rumbled across the room all by yourself, your hips were really something to see.
I wasn't doing the rumba. I was walking to the punch bowl. Bagley. He stole the spotlight all evening. He even sang. He's got a voice like a buzzsaw.
Well, he certainly got a lot of applause.
Well, anybody can get applause if you sing three cheers for the red, white, and blue.
You didn't.
Well, I forgot my trick cane with the American flag that pops out. If I had that, I'd have killed him.
Yeah. You know, Joe really should be on television. He'd be a riot.
Yeah, a riot. Just compared to him, I've got no talent at all.
Oh, George, stop being ridiculous. You've got more talent in your whole body than he's got in his little finger.
Would you throw that at me again? What was that?
It didn't sound right, did it?
No, it didn't.
Well, anyway, you're twice the comedian Joe Bagley is. He has to put on a woman's hat and act like a jerk to get laughs. People just look at you and laugh.
Thanks.
Oh, that Joe Bagley. What's he got to offer for television? Sure, he's young and handsome and talented and clever and got lots of personality. But how can you compare a man like that to you?
Look, let's drop the subject. I think I'll run down to the cigar store.
As George enters the cigar store, he is greeted by the proprietor, an ancient character known fondly in the neighborhood as Pop.
Morning, Mr. Burns.
Hello, Pop. Let me have a couple of my favorite cigars. Perfecto Royale.
Yes, sir. There you be. True Perfecto Royale.
Thanks. Here's your dime.
Thank you. Here's your nickel change.
Great little cigar.
Yeah.
Got a light, Pop?
Well, please, not in here. Stinks up the whole place.
You should like the smell of tobacco.
You should smoke some.
Well, it's still my favorite cigar. Hope Gracie gives me a box of them for my birthday.
Oh, say, I hear tell there was a big party last night. Was that to celebrate your coming birthday?
Yeah. It was a party Joe Bagley gave.
Oh, say, I'll bet was a humdinger if Joe Bagley give it. He's a card, that fella.
He thinks he's a card.
Wish I'd have been to that party. You know, I love to dance.
You, Pops?
Oh, yeah. Last party I was to, I danced the young gals right off of the feet. Danced all night.
Is that so?
Yeah. Party broke up at dawn when they fired on Fort Sumter.
That broke up the sociable, huh?
Yeah, sure did.
Well, you wouldn't have enjoyed Joe Bagley's party. He hogged the spotlight. There's one guy.
Speaking of the devil, here he comes now.
Hello, Pop.
Well, if it isn't Roomba Hip.
Hello, party entertainer.
Hey, George, I've got a little proposition I want to talk over with you.
Oh, no. You got me in trouble last week. I sat through Professor Korkendorfer with eyes like a hulk while you watched that striptease of Tassels Latour.
Well, George, Tassels is an old friend of mine.
She is?
Sure. When I'm in town, she drops everything to entertain me.
Oh, that was a thing on you.
Well, you two comedians have your fun. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
I'm sorry he's sore at me. I wanted to sell him my television set.
What? How come?
Well, they televise the fights every Friday night, and I've got a season ringside seat. I'll be right on the television screen.
So what?
Well, that's the night my wife thinks I hold a salesman's meeting. She'll see me. I'll leave one fight and walk right into another one.
Couldn't you get the best of her?
Pops, I would never raise a hand to my wife.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Never. Tried it once, she beat my brains out. I just gotta get rid of that television set.
Say, George has got a birthday coming up. Now, instead of selling it to him, you sell it to Gracie to give him as a present.
That's a wonderful idea. And George will enjoy it. It'll get me back in good with him. Pops, how can I ever thank you?
Well, just invite me to your next party. I'd like to meet some nice young gal. Around 75, 80.
Okay, Pops.
I think it's a wonderful idea, Joe. I'll buy you a television set for George's birthday.
Well, Gracie, all you have to do is take over the payments. 50 a month.
50 payments every month?
No, $50, not 50 payments.
Oh. Well, why are you selling the set, Joe?
I'm making the sacrifice for Clara's sake, Gracie. You see, they show the boxing matches on Friday, and, well, I wouldn't want her to witness anything so brutal.
Oh, you mean when she saw the fight, somebody might get a black eye?
Exactly. That's just what I mean.
Oh, Joe, you think of everything.
I have to.
Husband like you deserves a medal. Clara ought to hang one on you.
She will if I don't sell this set. Is it a deal?
Oh, yes, but remember, not one word of this to George. I want it to be a birthday surprise.
Okay. I have a payment contract from the television company. I'll bring it over so you can sign it.
What's all this about a television contract?
Oh, George, you eavesdrip.
All I heard was a television contract. What's going on?
Nothing, dear, nothing.
Well, that's right, George. There's nothing at all. Well, see you later, Grace.
Well, I'll walk to the door with you, Joe.
What can Joe Bagley have to do with a television contract? Holy smoke. I get it now. He and Gracie are going to team up and go on television. Gracie's going to break up our act. I'll have to work alone. Well, they can't do this to me. I'll fight. I'll sue. I'll starve. I better go over to Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist, and get some advice.
Now, calm down, George. Gracie will never team up with another man because in you she has the perfect partner.
Thanks, Doc.
No one else has your talent, your personality, and your sense of humor. By the way, who is the other man?
Joe Bagley.
Joe Bagley. Say, wasn't he a riot at the party last night? That's the most talented man I've ever seen.
But you just said...
I've never seen such a sparkling personality.
But you just said
His sense of humor is absolutely top.
But you just said...
What a hit. A man like Joe Bagley would be on television.
Well, thanks for cheering me up. Nice.
Oh,
I feel like shooting myself.
No. Forgive me. I got carried away. As I said before, Gracie will never find a better partner than you, Joe. I mean, George.
Not sure. Well, I see I'll have to solve this problem myself. Hey, I know how to keep Gracie from breaking up the act.
Huh?
I'll get our old press clippings out and reminisce with her about our vaudeville days. That'll get her all tender and sentimental, and she'll forget about Joe Bagley.
A splendid idea, and psychiatrically sound.
Well, thanks.
That'll be $10, please.
Gracie.
Yes, Josh?
I got our old vaudeville press clippings here. Remember when we first started working together?
Oh, sure.
Just think. That was 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Do you still like me as much as you did then?
Well, certainly.
Of course, I'm 16 years older now.
Well, I'm 8 years older.
Yeah, we clicked right from the start. A perfectly matched team.
Oh, well, you were the important one.
Well, you added something to my act.
Oh.
Let's see what these old press clippings say. Here's one from Scranton. Gracie Allen is undoubtedly the cleverest comedian who ever played this theater. Her partner, on the other hand... Here's one from Toledo.
Read it.
Burns and Allen appeared here this week, and Miss Allen registered a solid hit. The act would receive top rating. If it weren't... Here's one from Peoria.
Oh, I love these memories.
When Gracie Allen walked out on the stage, the applause was deafening. However, when George Burns appeared... Here's one from Buffalo.
Oh, my. I'm enjoying this.
Miss Allen had the audience holding their side. George Burns had them holding their... Well, that's enough of the clippings. Look, Gracie, would you stay with me? I mean, would you be happier with me if I changed the name of our act to Allen and Burns?
Oh, don't do that, George. Your name has always been first because you're the important one.
Now, Gracie, it's not a matter of my importance. It's a matter of my age. The only reason my name is ahead of yours is that I'm older than you.
Oh, George, your name would come first no matter who you were teamed with. It would be Burns and Jolson.
Well, I'm not that...
Burns and Barrymore. Burns and Lincoln.
Grace.
Burns and Columbus.
Grace.
Burns and Caesar.
Grace.
Showboat. Yes, Meredith, after 20 years, Kern's great music is still fresh and heartwarming.
And that, Toby, explains why Showboat is a top musical classic.
The amazing versatility Kern combined in that score. A tender ballad like Only Make Believe, the torchy Can't Help Loving That Man, the other songs, some lively, some tender, some sentimental.
More than that, Toby, Jerome Kern knew the importance of combining many different musical parts, not only in his complete score, but in each great song. Now here's a Showboat tune the whole world loves. Can you recognize it from the mellow harmony Kern worked out? Or now, with this rich counter melody added.
Well, they're two beautiful themes, Meredith, but we need more.
Then we'll add the vigorous rhythm section. We'll blend in Jerome Kern's melody and complete one of America's greatest songs.
Yes, the all-time favorite, Why Do I Love You? Friends, you see how America's favorite songs call for the expert blending of many orchestral parts Well, it's the same way with the creation of America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House. Not one, but many varieties of choice Highland-grown Latin American coffees must be blended to create the satisfying good-to-the-last-drop flavor of Maxwell House. Our Maxwell House experts, with careful skill, select Manizales for mellowness. For richness, they add Medellin. For vigor, they select other choice coffees. And for fine, full body, they add Bucaramanga. All blended in one great coffee, radiant roasted to flavor perfection. And brought to you vacuum-packed and roaster-fresh. Tomorrow, enjoy the extra flavor of America's favorite brand of coffee. Yes, discover the very best in coffee drinking pleasure. You can, and for only a fraction of a penny more per cup than the lowest priced coffee sold. Tomorrow, ask for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Burns and Napoleon.
Gracie.
Burns and Cleopatra.
Gracie.
Burns and
okay.
Now, let's stop talking about me. Let's talk about Joe Bagley. I'm not sure he'd be so good on television.
Why do you keep bringing up Joe Bagley?
Well, you thought he was such a big hit at the party.
Oh, he made me sore.
He did?
Yeah, I laughed at him till my sides ached.
Well, Gracie, he might have been a hit with the ladies. But I don't think men go for his type of stuff at all. In fact, some of the men at the park.
Come in.
Howdy, little lady.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little man.
Hi, Tex.
Say, I just dropped by to thank you folks for taking me to that party last night. When Joe Bagley started cutting up, I thought I'd bust a gusset.
Here we go again.
He's a funny man.
George, I thought you said men didn't like...
I think I hear someone at the back door, Gracie. You better see who it is.
Oh, all right. Excuse me, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Judson, do you think Joe Bagley would be good on television?
Little man, everybody's going to be good on television because all the programs is going to come from Texas.
And that will make him a hit.
Why, sure it will. It sure will. How can they miss with that Texas scenery and backup? There ain't nothing nowhere can compare to it.
How about the Grand Canyon?
The first time a Texas boy seen that, he said, "Hey, Mom, look at the gopher hole."
And I suppose you've got something that tops Niagara Falls.
Rain dripping off the Dallas courthouse.
Brother, you're murder.
Well, now, of course, it's only fitting that anything electrical should come from Texas. Benjamin Franklin never would have discovered electricity if we hadn't told him what to do.
You take credit for that, too.
Yeah, well, now, it's right there in our Texas history book.
Naturally.
Benjamin Franklin come to Texas and said we was to take our orders from Washington.
So?
We told him to go fly a kite.
And that's how electricity was discovered.
Yep. That's the way it was. And then along come a Texan and discovered the wireless. A fella named Marconi.
That's ridiculous. Marconi was
my
no more...
You two seem to be having a little argument.
Mr. Justin says that Marconi came from Texas.
Well, I don't know where it came from, but it certainly is wonderful with cheese.
Is wonderful with cheese. Oh, I like your sense of humor, man. I've been
seeing you. George, there was no one at the back door.
Oh, forget it, dear. I want to talk to you. Now, just because a man is a big hit at a party doesn't mean that...
I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Gracie. This is Joe. Is
George around?
Yes, he's here.
Who's that?
Nobody.
Listen, Gracie, I'll be over in 10 minutes with the television set.
10 minutes?
Yeah, if you want it to be a surprise, you better get George out of the house.
Oh, all right, I will, Joe.
Is that Joe Bagley?
No, DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio?
Yes. Goodbye, Joe. Don't forget to knock him out in the first round.
Gracie, that was not Joe DiMaggio. Who was it?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
So can I, so don't ask me.
It was Joe Bagley, and what did he want?
Well, he and Clara are coming for dinner. Run out and get some cucumbers.
I don't want Joe Bagley for dinner.
We're not having him. We're having cucumbers.
Barbecue Bagley would be nice.
Yeah. Run to the market and get me about 10 minutes worth, hmm?
There are cucumbers in the kitchen.
I want ripe ones. Those are green.
You're trying too hard to get me out of the house. I'm staying right here.
So, Meredith, I've just got to get George out of the house before Joe Bagley gets here with the television set. Or it'll spoil his birthday surprise. Got any suggestions?
Well, I recall an incident in my hometown of Mason City that we might utilize. A woman was making her husband a suit to surprise him. She had fitted it on a clothes dummy when she heard him coming and hid it in the closet. Her husband opened the closet, saw what appeared to be a man, and rushed from the house in a rage.
Well, that's a good idea, but I haven't got a dummy.
Perhaps I can serve the purpose.
Oh, sure. George will never know the difference.
Right.
And you'll even be more convincing. The other woman's dummy couldn't talk.
That's right. When he opens the closet door, I will vouchsafe a dramatic line, such as, mercy, I am discovered.
Oh, and then George will rush from the house. That's wonderful. Get in the closet. Now I'll call George out. Come in.
Hi, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Say, Gracie, has George got a tennis racket?
Yes, Bill.
Would he mind lending it to club women?
Play tennis?
No, to club women off my car. It's spring and they're after me.
Well, it should be there in the hall closet.
Okay.
Mercy, I am discovered.
What's that, a talking moth?
Get back in the closet.
What's he doing in there?
Well, it's very simple, Bill. You see, Meredith is in the closet because a man in Mason City left the house when his wife made a suit on a dummy. And it'll soon be George's birthday, so I'm getting the television because boxing is too brutal for Clara Bagley. But George wouldn't go after cucumbers, so now I've got to get rid of him.
Does the guidebook go with that? I got a little lost.
Well, I boiled it down for you.
Well, you better stick it back in the pot, Grace. You're still lumpy. But I didn't see any tennis racket in there. Maybe George knows where it is.
Well, you can ask him. He's in the den. But keep that story about Meredith to yourself. Don't give it away.
Who'll take it? Excuse me, Gracie. Hi, George.
Oh, Bill, I'm glad you dropped in. I want to ask you something. Do you think Gracie would make a hit on television with a no-talent guy who's just a party entertainer? A jerk who puts on women's hats to get laughs?
Oh, sure, George. You'll be great on television.
It's not me. It's Joe Bagley. Gracie's going to leave me and team up with him.
Oh. Well, let her, George. You and I will do a television show, and we'll be sensational.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll show him.
Yeah, you bet. Now, we'll open with Phil Spitalny's orchestra playing a fanfare.
Why Spitalny?
All girls.
Oh, girls, girls. Gee, Bill, it's swell of you to stand by me like this.
Well, George, you're my friend. And I want the whole world to know that you're my friend.
Well, swell.
Now, as the program opens, the announcer will say, Maxwell House Coffee, America's favorite brand, presents the new sensation of television, Bill Goodwin and Friends.
I'd like them to know it's me.
Oh, well, okay, same. George. Yeah, how about this? Maxwell House Coffee, good to the last drop, presents Bill Goodwin and Old Friend.
No, Bill. I don't want to be the friend. You be the friend.
All right, how's it? Maxwell House, the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, presents that true blue friend, Bill Goodwin and Company.
I thought so, yes, I knew that. We'll straighten out the billing later.
Let's get into the program.
Right. Now, as it opens, the television camera is focused on a steaming, fragrant cup of rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House coffee.
Good.
Then your hand comes into the picture and picks up the cup.
Then what?
Then the camera follows the cup of coffee up to your face and... George, could you drink it through a long straw?
Forget the whole thing. I don't need you and I don't need Gracie. I can paddle my own canoe.
Well, you'll have to. Without us, you'll be up the creek.
Oh, yeah? Do you know how much money I made before I met Gracie?
How much?
I better go in and talk to her. Gracie, there's no use beating around the bush any longer. I know all about you and Joe Bagley and the television deal.
You do? Oh, I wanted it to be a surprise for your birthday.
Nice surprise. Happy birthday. Why not surprise me with a bottle of cyanide? Or some Paris Green?
Well, I didn't think you used perfume.
That's right. Make jokes when my heart is breaking. Just tell me one thing. How much is Joe paying you?
Nothing. I'm paying him.
Well, I know when I'm licked. I'll go quietly.
Well, where are you going, George?
Oh, who cares? I think I'll tie a barrel of cement around my neck and jump into the ocean.
Well, if that isn't gratitude, I buy you a television set and you're going swimming.
You bought me a television set?
Yes, from Joe Bagley for your birthday.
Holy smoke. And I thought... You and Joe are going to team up together.
Oh, George, shame on you. I've never worked with any man but you. I never look at any man but you. You're the only man in my life.
I should have known that. I feel like celebrating, honey. I'll get my hat out of the closet and we'll do the town.
Mercy, I am discovered.
What's this schnook doing in here?
Oh, him? Well, it's very simple, George. You see, Meredith is in the closet because a man in Mason City left the house when his wife made a suit on a dummy.
Take it easy.
And it'll soon...
Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed.
Good night, everybody.